Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the job.
Back to the Crab Feast, y'all.
Sickle cell.
Another tooth.
The Crab Feast. Well, that ass.
That is, God, I don't know what episode number this is, but that is officially
that's the most
touchiest pitches we've ever touched. Pitches.
Well, you touched mine three times. So
I was glad you did. When you jumped back in, I got reinvigorated. I felt it. I was like, oh, no.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Good to see you and touch your pitch, Jay
Get
Larson comedy.
Lungs of this, Sickle. Good to see you too, baby. Good to be here with you, Feast Nation. Great to be here with you. JayLarsonComedy.com is my website where my special Me Being Me is available. Jay Larson Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with what I'm doing and just for entertainment's sake. I post any local shows usually on Twitter or Facebook. Usually I'm at the Comedy Store. That's where I'm going to be. Otherwise, I'm not many places. But I do have a show that I've been doing now down at the Rec Room in Hermosa Beach. It's a lot of fun. It's on June 26th at the Rec Room in Hermosa
Next
Beach.
Tuesday.
Yeah, and I do 40 minutes. I do all crowd work the whole time. So if you're ever in that area, please come out. It's a lot of fun, and I love doing it. So please go out there to the Rec Room. You can just go to the Rec Room HB.com and look into that for tickets. And please come on out. Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. I want to say a sincere thank you to the Crab Feast fans. I said this to Jay. I'm still getting so much love from the Rogan episode from you guys. I really was expecting, you don't know what you expect out there. You know some people are going to shit all over you. But my God, you guys are really fucking, I mean, the nicest shit. Like, I've been waiting forever for you to get on. Like, I've been waiting. Like, it's so nice of you guys to say you've been waiting. It feels fucking good. You guys are the best fucking fans in comedy. We say it all the time, and it's the goddamn truth.
Did anyone call you out for saying Crabberman?
Just
on his
you.
Podcast?
I'm going to look it up and see what it's really called. I also want to thank Topps, man. Nothing beats the excitement you experience as a kid when you open Topps packs. Look for cards of your favorite players and top rookies. You can open up mine in July. Get me out there in my Topps card, backing me in the Crafty's Home Run Derby, and offering you the chance to create your own card like the pros. All you have to do is go to Topps.com, upload your picture, and the cards will be delivered to your doorstep in 3 to 5 business days. Father's Day already passed, so I'm not even going to say that. But you guys got to show us your fucking Topps cards. We want to see your Topps cards. Dates on my website, you know the deal. TheCrabFeast.com, merch over there. Follow us, Spotify, Laughable, iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too, guys.
This week's episode is brought to you by Birdwell Beach Britches. I don't know about you guys, but I go through board shorts and bathing suits very quickly, and with Birdwell Beach Britches, you don't need to. And with summer right around the corner for the beach, the pool, the lakes, this is what you need to be. Surfing is as American as apple pie, fireworks, and barbecue grills, but how many companies still make their surf apparel in the U.S.? Birdwell Beach Britches stays true to their roots by handcrafting their products in California to this day since 1961. They were kind enough to send out a pair of board shorts to myself, where I got a pair, and the quality is insane.
It is.
And I'll be honest with you, I knew about these guys before we took them as a sponsor, but I never had a pair. I just would see dudes with them like, man, those are goddamn good-looking shorts.
Our producer, Jeff Fox, was like, whoa, I had a pair of those as a kid. Totally, he said he still got them around.
Customers often come into Birdwell Santa Ana factory and store in the same pair of birdies they've been wearing for decades. Sometimes they see sons wearing 30-plus-year-old pairs that were once their father. I mean, that's insane.
That's insane.
Originally developed for surfers, Carrie Birdwell's sons, Birdwell Beach Britches, are purpose-built for all the rigors of surfing, but perfect for any activity under the sun. 56 years behind them, Birdwell Beach Britches are part of the fabric of the golden age of Southern California surf culture, just like the Beach Boys, hot rods, and skateboarding. And they're beautiful, beautiful, handcrafted. They're just, you know, they're beautiful.
Beautiful.
Why would you want to buy a pair every summer or keep looking? These are ones that you're going to keep. It's like having a great pair of blue jeans. You know what I mean? That's exactly what these are for board shorts. And every pair of Birdwell Beach Britches is individually inspected to ensure the highest quality and is covered by a lifetime guarantee. If a seam stitch or grommet breaks, you send it back to the factory and they'll fix it.
That's insane.
Here's the deal. To get 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with lifetime guarantee and free shipping over $99, go to birdwell.com and use discount code CRAB at checkout. That's CRAB at birdwell.com. Pick up your first pair of birdies and see why they've been an American icon since 1961. Ladies and gentlemen, excited to have on for the first time, Jesse Mapaluso!
Jesse Mapaluso!
Welcome to the Crab Feast.
Welcome to the Crab Feast.
I was not expecting that.
No?
No, you didn't tell me you guys were going to do like a little cheer.
Hey, man.
That was so funny.
Hey! We bring the thunder. We're excited to have you.
Jesse Mapaluso.
Larson woke the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wow. He really comes to life behind
Mike's
the mic.
Come on. You know what I mean? What do you think I'm doing here?
He's a gamer.
Professional.
I mean,
out of left what field. The energy.
What do you think I do? You think I'm going to sit here and dance to you as soon as you walk in?
All of a sudden, you're Italian. You're screaming at me and you're
always
like,
been Italian, 14.7% according to 23.
Did you do 23?
That's why I don't want to do it. My grandmother, all right, so my family on both sides, my mom's mom and dad, their parents both from Italy, and the same with my dad's parents. Great grandparents all from Italy. But okay, that doesn't mean over there they didn't, you know,
fuck around.
Yeah. They could have been, or their ancestors. And so I love being an Italian-American, even though I don't have the last name. I've got the blood. I'm everyone but my dad.
You don't know if you do.
Yeah, your last
right.
name is anything
and that's
but Italian.
I don't want to do it because I'm scared.
I was actually happy.
That's going to be like 9%.
At first, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, that's not a lot. And my great-grandfather is 100% Italian. But then
how
you're
do you
like,
know that?
Because he was off, he came here.
But I don't know.
Yeah, thought exactly. was something.
Or his parents that, were.
Sure. Know? But, you know, anyway, either way, I was like, oh, there's maybe 100% in there somewhere. You know what I mean? And then it was going to trickle down. I'm like, oh, I'll take 14%.
But what are they, what's the cross referencing? What's the source of attaining the information?
Listen, you're just throwing out words. You don't even know what they mean. What's the cross-referencing source? What else did you just
like,
say?
How do they cross-reference the validity of the of what
now,
you
validity?
Are?
Validity?
yeah, I mean, like, how do they
like,
get to that?
I don't know what they're like.
What are they using?
Their base?
What's their process?
You sound like you're on a job interview and you really want it and you're just like, not.
Listen, you screamed at me when I got in the room. Tell me how. Well,
I don't know how they know. We don't know anything's real. We just get it back in the, you
that's
get the
right.
email.
You're
and you're
reading
like,
the
gift.
Yeah.
But that doesn't.
You just
that's
read
right.
the paper.
What you're exactly. trusting what those fucking people are telling you. Who knows?
Who knows? Could
be a kid in his basement, like 20%.
And you just gave him all your DNA. No, he have all your DNA.
That's the thing.
I don't give
They've
a shit.
DNA. What do you think they're going
to
do?
But hold on. For a guy. Now, that's interesting because we got to have to introduce you. But for a guy that doesn't want an Alexa in their home or anything, you just willfully did give your
they
DNA up.
They have all of my information already.
Now they do.
Not your DNA. What'd
they
you give him?
Your
hair?
DNA.
Would you give him a swab?
Saliva.
Semen.
It's. I had to go on location too. It was really weird.
I had to go on location.
Everyone else is just sending the mail. And they're like, now if you could come in. I was like, wow.
Do you know how weird it is to mail your saliva?
I know. You know
where
what?
Are we? Are we just so, we're so like empty on the inside that we want to belong to something specific that we're spitting into tubes to get paper percentages?
Thumbprints. We're giving it all away. Retinal scans. I mean, we're just like, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Do you feel better? Did you feel different from seeing that?
No, it's funny. I don't even know why. I think the only reason I want to take it is because I was hoping I'd be some part African American. That's all I wanted.
Wasn't there a small percentage?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yes,
we
I
all
did.
Are.
Yeah.
Mitochondrial 1%. Eve.
Yeah.
All...
But I wanted, like, I wanted something to come back at like 22%. Be like, I fucking knew it, baby.
What else surprised you?
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's what no was the Native American
in there?
No. I was like 46%.
White, just regular white.
Like English Irish.
Is that what the
boring
what they
white?
Call it?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. And then I was 12%. No, I was 14% Swedish. And then I think I was only 1.7% Italian.
Whoa.
I think it was really low. Yeah, because Swedish was the next big chunk, and like I'm a Larson, son of Larsson to S O N.
Oh yeah, that's Scandinavian.
Yeah, that's like a big part of who I am. That's my whole dad side of the family.
That's cool.
So then everything else was just like
anyone's guess.
You know, everything else was just like what else.
Do you use the second S in your comedic life? Why'd you drop that?
No, I'm saying when they came over.
Yeah, they dropped
it. It was S-S-O-N, and some part of the family went S-O-N, some went S-E-N, and some stayed S-S-O-N.
Yeah, why would you go, you know what? One less S.
Did Sue do it or any of your brothers or sisters?
No.
Nobody else in the Larson side. The Larsons did it.
No.
Can you put the S back in?
Y'all motherfuckers, if y'all match up.
Yeah.
You're not gonna. My buddy just did it with his sister, and they have different percentages.
See, that doesn't make
sense. That doesn't make sense. That to me, I agree. That invalidates
it. You can't take genes and take it off, and the male gene and the female gene, and I don't know.
Oh, you're saying all these big words.
I was gonna say, that has nothing to do with
it. You're saying all these big words.
Listen, Jesse, man, that's all the time we have. It's been really nice having you here. I think you got it.
Before you get out of here,
before
we get started, let us come back to that. Will you please promote your social media?
Any kind of fool would see.
Oh my lord, you went for
it. I just can't live without you.
Social media. Any date, anything you want, everything and anything, just plug away, please.
I'm Queefy May on Twitter.
Nice.
Shocked that wasn't taken. I'm Jessie Mae Peluso on IG and all the other things. What else? My Sharp Tongue podcast and my Hilarious podcast. And I'm going to be performing in Connecticut in the middle of July, the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Funny Bone?
No, just some random breweries. I'm doing like a little mini brewery tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but all through Connecticut and ending up in Fairfield on the 13th and 14th. But if you go to jessiemae.com, you can get tickets.
Are you from there?
I am not from there.
Where are you from?
I'm from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My brother went there
to
the college.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at the Philly Punchline the 26th through the 28th of July.
I love that club. I think that's
I haven't played it
club.
Yet, but I love Molly, and anything that she asked me to do, I say yes.
I had a great time there.
I hear
too.
It's
amazing.
I loved it. It was.
I love that
Philly's
city.
Philly's a great city.
And we were there the night after the election, and everyone checked out from all that was going on.
Yeah.
And it was so
they
much fun.
They got right into it.
It was packed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they were so... Philly's great.
Great comedy town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited to go there. I'm going to hang out in Syracuse and see the fam.
So, are you from a big family?
Kind of. I mean, I'm the youngest of four sisters from two different marriages. At one point, I had five sisters from three different marriages.
Wait.
I know. The math is... It's upstate
Good
math.
Lord.
So...
That's upstate math.
You and a sister share parents, and then two other sisters share a mom or a dad or each?
My dad had two daughters with his first marriage.
Okay.
And then he had my sister and I with my mom. And my mom was married after my father, and that guy had two daughters that I knew since I was like three.
Jeez.
Oh. And they both had lived with us at some point.
So for a minute, you actually had six sisters?
Yeah,
five.
For a
well,
minute,
no, five,
I was like,
five.
Okay, love isn't real. And that's what I got from all of that. I was like, okay, so you get married, and then you stop it, and then you get married, and then you stop it. And then you stop it, and then somebody else's kids are your kids. So, yeah. It's a totally stable environment.
God. I mean, what was that like when you... Oh, so you knew them when you were three. When did you guys start living together? What age?
Okay. Crazy story.
And are you close with them now?
No. One of them, I still consider family, even though I don't see her a lot. But when I was about 4 years old, I went, my mom and I went to walk to the street corner, and across the street were two other girls walking with their mom. And I specifically remember this memory. I have this memory from when I was four. And I said, do you want to be my friend? Because, you know, when you're young, mm-hmm. you're sweet. You're like, right. That's how easy you make friends. Yeah. Yeah. Your similarities are just, you know, get playing and whatever. And then those two girls ended up becoming my family because my mom ended up dating their dad.
Oh,
wow. So my mom moved the neighbor's dad in.
She was like, how about sisters?
But it was years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. I was like, why is Steve here? Why is your dad living with us? This is so confusing.
And how was that? How was that? So what age did that finally happen?
My dad moved out when I was 9. Steve moved in when I was about 10 or 11.
And were his daughters pretty close to your age, you're saying?
Yeah, one was exactly
like
my age.
Sounds like they were flipping the room over for the next show.
Yeah,
it's like, just guys, clear it out. We got Steve coming in. Season 2, the police show.
The late show, clearing the room for the late show. That's hilarious. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
So, wait, your dad had four daughters. Mm-hmm. He took two with him, not you and your sister.
Well, no, my dad was married before my mom and I. So he had those two girls.
So they came and left.
They didn't live with us at all. They were older, yeah. Okay. And my sister and I.
All the kids always go with the mom.
Yeah, they usually go with the mom. Yeah, I think it's just kind of...
Always. Well, not always. Not always,
but a lot of the time.
Yeah, I'd say, my situation. I'd say 95% of the time.
Probably
yeah,
more.
Yeah, because you're leaving your... That's your first bedroom. You know, you're sentimental.
Yeah, but either way, I'm saying to the next point, the woman usually gets the house, mm-hmm. and then the kids stay with the mom. But it's never like a situation where like, oh yeah, they should be with the dad. It should always be like, oh no, they should be with the mom. And the man usually says they should be with their mother, and they can see us on the weekend.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, and I wonder if that shit's going to change with the way everything's going now.
You know what? I definitely think it. There just needs to be a different perspective on what the importance and role of a father in a family really
100%.
Is because it's never portrayed in a way that one makes men feel like they should be the most important one,
yep.
but not that they should be the most important, but that they should just be important, that
yep.
like the kids need them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our society doesn't set it up for the man. It's like the baby cries, you give it to the mom. Anything happens, you give it to the mom. It's a mommy and me. The mom gets all the time off. The mom is home with the kid. There's so many things that are just set up that way. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that women aren't strong and aren't great at being moms, but I think that men a lot of times don't feel that they are supposed to be that
yeah.
important to have that kind of connection to what the family is and what their kids are. You
besides
know what I mean?
Going out
yeah.
and
I mean,
earning money.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what's different? That Scandinavia has a different approach.
I know.
The men
I've
are much more involved.
Well, for
and they
fucking,
get paternity leave.
You know how much they get? You know how long a woman gets for maternity leave?
A year and a half.
I think it's 3 years.
2 years.
Is okay. It
two? Well, that's what they... When we were there with our friend who had just had a baby, 2 years,
yeah.
the man gets 6 months. He gets 6 fucking months.
You're saying that's bad?
No, I think that's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
You don't get anything in this
yeah.
country.
You don't get shit.
You just have to set your life up if you want to have time.
Yeah, you seriously do. You have like 6 hours on Sunday. And, you know, you toss a ball and then you just want to be alone because you worked all week long trying to make money to support your family.
I will say this as the resident single dad on this podcast. My father was also a single dad and had full custody of us.
Wow.
Although he died very shortly after he got it through.
It was too much for him.
It was too much. He was wrong.
That's science shows also, that he was that's wrong. That's why men can't do it.
Also,
it's science.
A lot of people would wonder if he would have survived if Rye hadn't taken the wrong left to the hospital.
Wrong left.
You know what I'm saying?
However.
The wrong left. That should
what
be
what I'm saying
title.
Is, though.
But hold on. Let me just say this. California is very good about protecting the dad because I have fought to have every second I can with my daughter.
Yeah. How 50, old is
50.
She?
She's 3 and a half.
Yeah, that's important.
So I'm not being some fucking every Wednesday, every other weekend, alternate holiday dad. I'm like,
yeah.
nope. So we went, hammered it out in
good
court.
Good for you.
And I get her every second I'm supposed to have her.
So
not
how
a second
much time
less
you
than
have
her
her?
Mom.
So
50%. No less than her mom has her.
My
that's
point
great.
Isn't as much, but what I'm saying is ultimately, and we don't have to dwell on this, is that in society, when the divorce happens, men just assume the woman is going to, one, want the kids more, should have them more, and that it'd be better for the kids because they have never, I don't think we ever really like look at fathers that they're either one, capable, two, want it, three, can be nurturing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I don't
yeah.
and I don't think, and I think your dad was a specific case because you basically, his mom said at the court case, I don't want him. So
that was just me.
Just right.
My younger brother, she did. My other brother, they can come if you want. That's what she said.
No, wait, she took your younger brother?
She said, I want him. My other son can come if he wants, but I don't want him.
No.
Yeah. I think she officially.
Is this real?
I think it's officially real. She said, no, yeah. Thank you.
From outside. She didn't even come in the car.
Let me know when
they. I'm getting coffee, but
hard
I don't want.
But to your point, and this, we don't have to go.
Holy shit. God, we all have horrible childhood stories.
We don't have to belabor this, but you're right, because when my father was a female judge, and when my father was talking to her, he said, if you're going to give them to their mother because she's the mother, like he anticipated that was going to happen.
Sure.
Too.
Well, your dad
and he was
really
like, I don't want to split them up. I want the best thing for them is to stay together. And then when my mom said that, that judge was. In all her years, she's like, I've never, ever. So she gave my
dad
full
custody. I wanted 2 out of 3. What's your problem?
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
One and a half. It's more like a 1.5. But he was like, yeah, if he wants to, he can. If he doesn't, I don't give a fuck.
She was legit ready to split up the kids.
Yeah.
And so your dad got all of you?
All of us.
Have you ever talked about this on your podcast?
All the time.
That's riveting, man. Yeah. That's
early on. We've done 300 and some episodes.
And then,
so.
Then his mom became an exec in town and continued the trend.
That's
not
true.
Shut up.
My mom and I just reconnected last summer.
Reunited. And it feels so good.
I break into song all the time.
Me too.
That's so funny.
Oh, well, you're at the right place, girl.
So you have kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
And what you're with the?
4 and 2.
You're with the wifey?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
No judgment.
No, I mean,
no, fuck no.
It wasn't my decision, but I love it. I absolutely love it.
Rye does a really, really good job at it.
Thanks.
Trust women me. Need good dads. Girls need good dads.
I think you're 100%
agree. Yeah, it's really important.
You know, I remember
boys too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like Jay grew up without a father. I mean, because his didn't want to be there. I ultimately lost mine because it was too much for him. Apparently,
because you took the wrong left.
Right. But.
Guys,
I'll forever laugh
hashtag
about it.
We're blessed,
but you know, I forgot what the fuck I was gonna say.
Hold
now.
On, he's getting emotional.
Yeah, he's dropping. I'm really not emotional.
You getting emotional?
Give him a second.
I don't remember what I was saying.
No,
anywho, let's
okay.
Just right. Talking about good dads out there. Good. No. I do remember now.
Good.
It was just that, you know, you don't need the backpacking through Europe and the Barbados trips and all this bullshit. You just fucking need to. You laugh about that.
That's all I've done. Because she's that's got my life. Things. That's exactly what I've done.
But
three
I'm saying.
Three stories of
yeah,
Barbados.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That is true.
Wait, are you saying
that.
With your kids?
You don't need
saying?
It.
Yeah, I'm just saying as a father with your daughter, even your son, I'm sure, too, but especially your daughter, you just need to fucking be there.
Yes.
And you just need to be genuinely interested in what they're doing. Not just be there and be like, be there and be like, oh, it's fucking awesome. You want to dance? You want to fucking juggle? Whatever. I'm going to support the shit out of that.
I don't know if I'm going to support the juggling.
We'll see. I don't know if I can be. I can't be a dance dad.
My love
I don't know
has
if I can
limits.
Be a dance.
There's limits to my love.
So much I can do.
So anyway.
Your mom was pretty loose. She had kids with a couple different
my
people.
My dad actually said that to me on my podcast. Yeah, he said the first night he met her, he got some. I was like, yeah, she was loose back in those days. I was like, Dad!
Damn.
My neighbor figured it out.
Oh, my God.
Did he? Not about my mom. He's like, she had big tits. I don't know. I was like,
it's like, wow.
All right.
Oh, that's
I guess
high.
Though. At, I guess at 19, here. Though, that's
in that
what
era,
you,
know. You had yeah. No, you had no comparison. You
no.
Didn't even know the possibility.
Squirting
selection.
Didn't even exist yet. Big
squirting,
titties
I just
were like
how to squirt. I did. I taught
congratulations.
Myself. Congratulations! I googled it.
It's a coming out party, everybody.
I googled it and I learned.
Good
I
for you.
Googled it.
I googled it.
Well, that's.
I'm squirting out.
Well, you know, titties in the 50s.
Titties.
Titties
I mean, that's
in
an
50s,
album.
Man.
Yo, drop
great
that track.
Album.
Write it down. Titties in the 50s.
Titties in the 50s. Like, titties in the 50s, girl. I see you sagging over there with your hands at the end.
That was a big deal to get to see some titties in the 50s.
Titties
you know?
In the 50s.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a great title.
I wrote it down.
We need
titties
to make that song. That's so good. I will find old women to shake their titties in that album, in that record.
All right. Well, you are right up our alley. You came prepared, which we love. So why don't we just get into it?
Let's start down there because she's on a time limit. You know the one we were talking about. Unless you have an order, Rye. Rye usually has an order.
Whatever you want.
Oh, wait. No, this one.
Yeah. Oh, the Gene Wilder story?
Yeah, the Gene Wilder story.
Oh, man. I was living in Boston.
What were you doing in Boston?
I started comedy there. I was for work filling children's socks in the stock room of H&M, swearing my life
away.
Where
were you living?
I was living, let me guess,
Brighton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alston, Brighton.
Yeah.
I was. 1259 Comf.
Comf,
right
baby.
Right in Amati's Liquors.
Nice.
Yeah. And my boyfriend is a drummer and was had heard that Gene Wilder was reading from his book, Kiss Me Like a Stranger. You know, he's going on a book tour and he's going to be at BC. And he
what year is this?
This is, God, this is like 2005.
Okay.
I just drove through BC's campus like 3 weeks ago and it was so goddamn gorgeous.
It is gorgeous there. Boston's gorgeous. Beautiful. Yeah. And I just started comedy. So, you know, Gene Wilder's always been like such a huge inspiration to me. And he told me at like 3 o'clock, he's like, yeah, he's talking tonight at BC. You should go check it out. And right when he told me that, I hopped on the T, shot down to the school, went to the TS, the Student Teacher Association, whatever the building was. And
student teacher one?
It's a TSA.
Uh-huh.
I think it's what it's called.
Teacher the Student
Teacher Association. Something, whatever the fuck it is. An unimportant detail. And I walked into, and I found the girl who runs the ticket counter, and I walked up to that. And I was like, yo, what's up? Let me get into this shit tonight.
And she was like, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, man, it's only for students. And I was like, I went to a year of school in Syracuse, New York at Onondaga Community College. Does that count? I was a student. And she was like, no, I can't get in. And I just said some bullshit. Like, I just made her laugh and said something stupid to her. And then I left. And I went back on the T. And I went back to my place. And I was determined to get in. And I was like, all right, I got some time to think about it. What can I do? What can I say to make them allow me in there if I'm not a student? And so the only thing I thought of, and this is cruel, but I thought I'd just pretend I was deaf.
I don't know why that became your only option.
Because I wouldn't be expected to say much.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't have to lie and feel terrible about all the lies coming out of my mouth, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's not so hard to fake.
Oh, so you're going to fake that you were deaf just to get in? Be like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't.
In your defense.
You know, you do all that.
In your defense.
I don't want any letters written, okay,
without
guys?
That, well,
it was a long time ago.
I think you probably just got them with that impression.
I have two cousins who have serious hearing damage,
okay.
and they have little accents.
See?
I call it an accent. But in your defense about it's not too hard to pull off, there's been, what, like three maybe or four of those translators that have been, they've been busted for being fake on TV?
Yeah.
They're just up there just rocking their head. You know about that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this one lady that's really good at it. Like she's at the hip hop shows and she'll sign for Snoop and stuff like that. And they all love her. She's great. But there's been a couple of people that have slipped through the door, so to speak, and they're just standing there, and deaf people are watching and going, this is fucking gibber. This is not a real person. But they stand there still. Look at YouTube. Just recently, in the last couple of years,
been
like two or three of them that get on, and they just stand there. They're doing this shit. It's like, that's nothing.
That's cruel.
Yeah,
that's crueler than
up.
Me pretending to meet a childhood idol.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Well, you put
least
a lot of effort in. You went, left, went back.
Well, because
he lost the sense, for Christ's sake.
Maybe the most
really
coveted one as a comedian.
Yeah.
Like hearing laughter
right
is your drive.
Are they laughing right now?
And so I got ready and I went back on the train and I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to do this. And I was like, you know, I'll just tell them that my speech pathologist is in there. And they got my ticket. That was my backup in case they wouldn't let me in on the basis of being deaf alone.
So
I'd had
you're
a
going
plan
to
B.
Say it like that? You're going to speak?
Yes.
That's
I was
the
going
one
to
sentence
speak.
You're
going
to say for the evening.
I was going to speak. And then if they weren't going to let me in just from being deaf, I was going to say, well, my speech pathologist is in there. He's got my tickets. Boom.
And you weren't worried that if you tried to fake some sign language, or when you said that somebody was just going to be like, bam.
So when in your life has there just been some homie on the side who knows sign language?
No,
one
I
knows
mean,
sign
if you
language.
Say that, you know what? It's one of the languages. More than a spoken language, I do want to learn sign
it's
language.
It's a dope language.
But there are a lot more people than you think that know.
Really?
I would be scared to do it.
Remember Moshe? We had Moshe on the podcast.
That's right.
And he was talking about he was in line at a grocery store and these two people signed and talking shit about him. And he fucking goes, hey, and just like signed right back to him like, go, like I don't know what he said.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But I'm not saying it happens all the time.
It's like
that's
those,
insanity.
It's like those white people or those Latin people that look white and you know, Mexicans or whatever will talk shit about them in front of them
yeah.
and then they drop some Spanish on them. Like,
that happened to my girl at H&M when she like is half Irish, half Mexican
mm-hmm.
and these girls were changing and they said some shit and she was like, I heard what you said, bitch.
And dropped it back
yeah,
on them.
And dropped yeah. it right back on them. So I went there and I walked in and
You're by yourself.
By myself.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, her speech pathologist was in the room.
That's right. You're my speech pathologist.
Not by herself.
You're meeting him, her, yeah, and her. Yeah,
I'm meeting them. And, like, honestly, I just, I wasn't even thinking. Like, I thought about that a little bit. But when I walked in, I just was like, what the fuck? I honestly was like, what the fuck am I doing here? And so I go up and I find a lady with a clipboard. And she looked important. And I was about to go into the bit. And she goes, what's your name so I can find your ticket? Or what's your name? And because I guess, you know, I was like, what was it? She was like, give me your name. That's how you got in, with your name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck. And so I look over, and just as I just look over at the ticket counter.
Kaiser Salsa.
I look over at the ticket counter, and the girl waves at me because she remembered me from before.
Oh.
Just in that moment, and the woman saw it, and I was like, oh, she said I was all good, that I didn't need to present a ticket. She said I could get in. And she was like, oh, okay, and just lets me in. And I was like,
but you said it normal?
I said it normal. Okay. I abandoned my. Good I move. Totally good chickened move. Out.
I would too.
I just
That's like Jim
out.
Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. Like, he's just going to take care of these drinks. A couple Boilermakers for the boys or whatever.
Seriously, like, I just, you know, I went up, I went in there, I sat down, and I was freaking out. I was just like, okay, I'm going to meet Gene Wilder. This is going to be great. And this guy came and sat next to me, and I was all just like zooted up. I was so excited. And he had like this camera equipment. And he was like, you seem really excited. Like, what, you know, you're here alone. How did you, what's your deal? And I was like, I'm a comedian. And my dad and I always watch Gene Wilder movies. It's like my biggest inspiration. I think he's the greatest.
That's one I wanted to ask you, what got you hooked.
Yeah. I mean, Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movies are my favorite. My dad and I watch those like on repeat. Silver Streak is one of the funniest fucking movies. Hear No Evil, See No Evil. Come on.
Stir Crazy.
Yeah. Like, just classic.
The Prison fucking Rodeo. You know the scene I'm talking about where they bring every prisioner into to ride this mechanical bull in the sheriff's office.
Crazy.
This is Stir Crazy.
I don't remember this scene.
So they get arrested. They're these two dancing chickens, Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, and they do a thing. Well, when they go on break, these other two dancing chickens that look just like them come in, rob the bank, and then when they come off break and they put their shit back on, everyone thinks they're the bank robbers. Yeah. So they get arrested. They go to jail. And it's in Texas, and it's this redneck. It's the dude from back in the day that always had the toothpick in his mouth. As soon as you see him, like, oh, that guy. He was at everything, like Dukes of Hazzard. He's probably in Dallas. Anything that was Southern, that
they needed
dude was
a hick.
In it.
They hired that guy.
That dude was the guy.
The resident hick.
So what he does in the movie is they've got this big prison rodeo every year, and he wants to be the one that wins it. So he makes every one of the prisoners get on this mechanical bull, and whoever can ride the shit out of it is who's going to represent that prison in the prison rodeo. And G. Wilder gets on this fucking thing. First of all, he gets on it backwards. And the guy's like, son, all the way? He's like, oh. But he's so that Will Ferrell energy, like, oh, this is much better, you know? And he gets on this fucking saddle. And, you know, back then the high speed was crude, but they it looks like it's broken. And he is having the time of his life. He's riding the shit out of it. Like, it's like, and then that dude's so stoked, like, we got our fucking guy this year, you know? And he's just loving every second. That movie is so fucking funny and so worth it. And he brings that energy. Even when they're in prison, he's Mr. Positive about all of it. Yeah. All of it. He's that early, like, Will Ferrell vibe about that, you know?
I think that was the last movie they did together, because that was after he had gotten into drugs heavily, I thought.
Hear No Evil, See No Evil, like that stuff when
was
Richard was getting sick was later. There was weren't they in Moving together too?
And I think Stir Crazy is just, they had issues on set because of the drug use with him.
Oh, I see.
Him and Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. But I went and I sat down, and this dude was like, oh, you're really pumped up. And I was like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Like,
I just got my hearing back.
everything's so great. All of a sudden.
Man, I feel like a new person.
What was that? Is that a clap?
I hear a clap.
Man, it's so crisp.
I haven't heard that in 30 years. Oh, shit.
He was like, so I told him I just started doing stand-up comedy. And I was like, what do you do? And he said he was a speech pathologist.
No, you sat next to your guy. Holy
and I just
shit.
Went,
get the fuck
my mouth
out of here. Yeah.
Dropped. I was like,
holy shit.
You don't even know.
Hey,
so I told him my whole story.
Tell me if it sounds like a dead
You did?
Person.
I told him my
this
whole
is what
story.
I was gonna do. Tell me if it sounds authentic. This is how I was going to do it. Now, you're way off. All right.
Now, hear me out for a minute. Let me just run something by you. Let me just show you what I was going to do.
You really fessed up?
I did. I told him the whole story.
I don't think it was guilt. I think it was like excitement. Like, I was holy like, shit. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Synchronicity. That's some like cosmic synchronicity that you just can't
explain. Yes.
You know, he could have been anything. A videographer. The motherfucker had a whole video camera set. And so, I mean, it was just amazing. And like students got to ask Gene Wilder questions. And so everyone lined up. They had a microphone on each aisle. And they were just going one and one back and forth for the kids that wanted to ask a question at the microphone. And I was like 10th. In the back of the line, but if you consider it, I was 20th because they're doing double time, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm not going to get picked." And so I'm up next to the microphone to ask Gene Wilder a question because there was a person who was what do you call that? Was the like interviewer
moderator?
Moderator. And so the dude across me asked some dumb question. I'm like, "Is that your real hair?" And I'm like, "This fucking idiot is like ruining my life." And then after that question, she's like, "That's all the time we have for questions."
Oh, you were next. I'd have been yelling. What was it like to ride that bull? I'd have been yelling whatever I could to get it in there.
The microphone.
Yeah, fuck.
I was like, wait a minute. You don't know what the journey was like to get here. I was like, wait, I don't have a question. I just want to say something. And she's like, it looks at Gene Wilder. He's like, yeah, I want to hear what she has to say. And I just told him. I was like, you know, like my dad left when I was young. He still stayed in my life, but he left the house. And my greatest memories of him are with you.
Oh,
all of my great memories with my father are with you, and I just wanted to thank you for that. And he looks at the moderator. He's like, see, that was worth it.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, it was amazing.
Moved me.
Yeah.
A world of imagination. As you reveal, wow, what does it say?
I got it tattooed on me.
You do.
Wow. Hold your breath, make a wish, count to three, come with me.
Wow.
And you'll be.
It's a great story. Tight.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a great story.
So I'm willing to lie to get what I want is the moral.
Yeah.
Well, now it makes sense. The connection you had to it. I'm willing to impersonate a hearing impaired individual. You sat right next to him. How did that guy take it, by the way? Was he offended that you were going to do this? He did.
He was like, that's crazy.
You cut to her next week trying to sneak into like see like a famous skater, and she's on crutches, and she's this guy like, hey, I'm just trying to get it. Like, don't worry. He's like, don't worry, I'm a chiropractor. Like, I'll take care of that.
This is like an ongoing sketch I should shoot.
You should.
Just yelling like the person who uses the worst ailments. I've got spinal bifida.
I'm missing a leg. I need to get in here and see King Kong Bundy.
I got a lazy ovary. I think I have the right to get into Universal Studios for free.
Oh, man.
My cervix is tilted. Can I please get into the presidential suite?
Let's get her in.
You have so much here, and that's where I got Barbados. That's why I said Barbados.
Oh, yeah, you said Barbados.
You do have a Barbados story.
Mm-hmm. And a Dominican.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you've
I've traveled clear, a little.
Let's hear some of these traveling stories.
Which one do you want?
How much is this pleasure, and how much does it work?
Don't they coincide?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the Punta Cana story, I went to the Dominican Republic with my girlfriends, and
how old?
This was like 7 years ago. Yeah. And we didn't do any research. We just ended up at a hotel. And literally, we walked into our hotel room because everything's all inclusive out there. We walked into our hotel room, and the lighting looked like something from Memento or like a David Lynch movie. It just was like super dark. It looked like something horrible was going to happen in the room. And then I went into the bathroom, and there literally was a bloody handprint across the tiles.
What?
Holy shit.
In the fucking bathroom. And I was like, we are not staying here. Like, this is
like, no,
terrible.
No, the cleaning lady.
What's
the
all
cleaning?
It's murder? Is murder all inclusive?
Yeah, it comes with it.
You get everything.
We pick one.
Do you want buffet or murder? You can't get both.
Checking in, y'all. And he's like, giving the murder suite.
So that was our introduction into going into the Dominican. But I love to ride horses. It's something that I've done a majority of my life. Like, if I travel and I can find a stable, I'll ride.
Do you do it here? Do you go to Burbank? Or
I haven't up here yet, just because I don't like what they got going on here. I want to be able to take the horse and run it. And a lot of places won't do that. Insurance issues, and, you know, they just want you fucking with their horse. So it's been a minute since I've done it. But we were in the Dominican, and we were drinking all fucking day. Everyone's topless.
Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys. No, actually, it was like some shit out of a coconut or some shit. Bloody Mary's.
That was
like,
a joke about the
hand. Oh, yeah. Great callback joke. I'm so sad that I missed
it. It was
underlined.
So
good. Yeah, that was great.
The feast is okay.
Oh, that was perfect. Yeah, and it was like nighttime. Like, well, sun was setting, and I saw this dude. It looked like a man riding a horse. And then he had two horses, a horse on either side of him. And as he got closer, I realized he was like 15 years old, and I had my tits out. And my girl was next to me with her tits out. Great. She had great, great tits. Mine are like, meh. Hers are like, wow. Like, mm-hmm. you know, totally two different reactions.
Not, her titty 50s.
50s titties.
50s
For that kid, it might as well.
Yo, he was
titties
like,
in the 50s.
Titties in the 50s.
Hers were like heavy boobs. And I was like, all right, just follow my lead because I want to take one of these horses. And so he comes up, and I can speak a little Spanish. And so I just asked him if he needed some help. Like, you know, I know how to ride. And it was I probably said something like, hey, is the auto boost nearby? Like, I need a taco.
Right.
I assume I spoke.
And he was like, I'm dead.
I'm sorry. That's good.
He was a deaf Dominican boy. He let me take one of the horses, and
was he specifically like had to because he was giving rides and shit like that?
Yeah,
because that's like
one for each titty.
It was the end of the day. It was like sunset, so he was bringing the horses back from riding, and it looked difficult what he was doing. I just thought I was doing a service for him. And so I got on the horse and I just asked where they were going to, and it was like,
is it saddled?
Saddled. Yeah. Yep. It couldn't have been the more perfect scenario for a girl. Bitches love horses. Mm-hmm. All girls love horses. We want to be princesses. We want a motherfucker to ride in on a horse. We want to own a horse. Even an alpaca, like, fuck it. That's a broke girl's horse. We're close enough. Mm-hmm. We love horses. So I got on this thing. I knew I had almost 2 miles to go. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. I'm on this horse. My tits are out. No one's going to judge me. This 15-year-old has no fucking idea.
They're going to video it. They're not going to judge shit.
I kicked the horse in the side. And I felt like that horse felt me. Like, he was like, you need this, girl. And I was like, I'm going to treat you right, horse. You know, like, I respect you. And I was laughing and giggling the whole time. Like, my face, if somebody had seen, like, I was passing family.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're riding for a long time. Who are you passing? Her titties are all out.
Let's get a family photo, everybody. Sean?
If anybody
else. Over here by the girl with the titties out. Let's line up right over here.
Quick, here she comes. Get him.
Of that,
you're definitely into
I've
family
be
photos.
Just with one tit up and the other down because gravity is so cruel.
Someone's got you
titties.
Framed on their office wall or something. Like, you're that fucking titty out girl.
If anyone's out there and they've been wondering who the identity of the topless horseman is,
did this kid go along with you too?
No,
he just let you have it.
He was
go?
Trotting.
Oh, he was still trying
with
to follow
my friend.
A little bit.
I was like, stay with him. Distract him with your titties.
Did she ride on the horse
with
him?
Yeah, she got on her own
horse.
With
her titties out.
He had two horses.
Yeah. But you took one.
I took one.
Oh,
she took the other.
Three horses.
I see.
Yeah, he was on a horse, and he had a horse on each hand on either side.
Oh, I thought he walked him in.
No.
Oh, he rode him in.
My bad for being terrible.
He came in like Prince.
Shit.
Legit.
Like a centaur.
He was on a horse himself.
In the distance. Is that a centaur? Oh, not just a 15-year-old with two horses riding a horse.
Oh, exactly. Is this my man? The man of my dreams literally walk into my life, a centaur.
So her titties are out, and he's just probably loving that.
I was like, distract him. I'm going to have fun with him. And it was so magical, but I haven't even thought. My whole time having this memory in my mind, I never even considered the fact that I was like passing these families at sunset. Like, just girls probably getting engaged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
never mind.
I'm sure I ran through an engagement. And you know,
and then you had to turn around and probably gallop back the same way you came.
I did.
Here she comes again. God damn. Get my disposable.
Wait a minute.
I went a little bit past the place.
Oh, but then you had to walk
had
back
to walk
after that, right?
Topless.
Yeah.
At night in the Dominican. I clearly am not somebody who thinks my plans out
no,
to fruition.
Not that one.
And to like the final stages. I just am impulsive. I know what I want and I figure out how to go and get
it's Jay
it.
Right here. Jay one time walked a girl a mile into the woods and broke up with her and didn't consider the mile walk back.
Yeah, it was a tough call.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
It's a tough walk back.
Did you make the wood walk for the breakup specifically?
Yeah, yeah.
You thought it was going
to
be a good plan.
I thought it'd be nice to sit down next to a river. We're going to sit there. I'm like, listen, I just, you know, because I really cared about her, but I just, it wasn't for me.
You thought it was a good idea to break a girl's heart in the middle of the wilderness.
I thought she
was gonna... seen Deliverance? And have you seen Disclosure? And what's that other movie with Michael Douglas? It's terrifying.
I just
Fatal Attraction.
I thought she was just going to be like, oh, I really appreciate you doing it in a nice way and stuff like that. I get it. You want to move on?
Half a mile.
She's like, thank you for helping me because I will just dispose of your body in this creek right here.
That's, I mean, yeah.
That's a nice way of breaking up.
It was a tough walk back, her crying the whole way.
She was with you. Did you have to walk a little ahead of her?
She made me walk ahead of her. She wouldn't. God. She's like, I could just hear her back there.
That would have scared me. I'm like, I don't think
that's horrible.
Yeah, it was tough.
That's so sad.
I'm just going to keep looking at you as long as I can.
We got back together.
No, you did not.
And then I broke up with her over
the
instant message.
Shut up. Did you really?
Yeah.
After the forest.
We had a couple breakups.
After the forest
all
clearing.
All terrible ones.
You're like, all right, now we're broken up again.
It wasn't easy. I wasn't
oh, man.
I wasn't a good breaker-upper.
No one is. That shit's messy all the time.
Always.
It's always
I thought that
messy.
Was going to be the best. We're sitting next to the creek.
I'm going to try it next time.
I brought a picnic. Cheese is out.
I mean, a woman scorned. I'd be terrified if there were like rocks big enough for her to hold, but also.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what's going to come.
You don't know.
You might just at the last second hear, had a fucking stick over the back
of
the head.
Yeah, but you watched Snapped. You obviously didn't see an episode of Snapped.
The whole way. Snap,
yeah. No. You don't, I mean, some women are cray. Some women are cray over love. People are crazy over love in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I love horses so much I was willing to take my top off and have my titties flapping around the middle of people's vacations.
How did it end? You went back?
Just with pure joy in my heart, walking topless back. We had left one of our friends in the ocean with some Parisian men. Just, we don't think. Girls don't think about shit. It's like you're a kid. You know, you're not really considering the outcome and shit happens. Luckily, I wasn't attacked or my friend wasn't murdered by these men in the ocean. She was alone with her tits out.
Yeah.
But I think there's something to say about if a woman's coming at you with her titties out, you might not want to fuck with her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's legit.
Or she's just like...
On a horse to boot, I'd be like, you remember that chick going by on the horse? Stay away from that chick, man. Yeah.
Guys over there trying to run along with side saddle, like, come back here, girl. It's supposed to be a dream.
Truly, one, if I think of like all the moments in my life, those two are probably like my top favorite moments.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had those freeing moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right before I moved, it was like pouring rain back in Massachusetts. And I said to my buddy, I was going to call my buddy, see if he wanted to go to the golf course because it was going to be closed. And we just walk out there and hit golf balls. And as soon as I got home, my phone rang. He said, you want to go to the golf course? We went out there and it was like summertime. It was sun had just gone down. We got out there. We hit golf balls in this par three. And then it was just pouring rain. But it was like 90 degrees. And then it stopped raining. And then the black clouds broke and the sun set. So the sky was like purple and black. And I was like, listen, bro, I'm probably going to get naked and run around this golf course. And because we were running and like you could slide for like 40 feet downhill.
And no one was there?
No one.
Oh,
hope you don't hit
fun.
A sprinkler and tear your ass.
I didn't think anything about that.
You
at one
tear
point,
your taint up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was so dumb. Like one of the sand traps was full of water. And I'm like, dude, watch this. I'm going to jump in. Like I thought it was going to be like a pool. It was maybe a half a foot. And I jumped like 6 feet into it. And then I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to get naked. And I was running around this golf course. It was like 9 degrees, cool breeze. It was amazing.
90
he was like,
degrees,
yeah,
cool
I'll
breeze.
Meet you back at the car.
He didn't run around with you?
Fuck no.
You've had some terrible people in your life.
No, he wasn't terrible. I mean, people post like, like I have college roommates and LA friends that would have done it. But my friends that I grew up with, that's not really their MO.
Yeah. You that's know. Fun. We both enjoy taking our clothes off and running around acting a fool.
I just like, I mean, when do you ever have that chance?
That
I was just
freedom.
Like, you're never going to have that chance.
No.
And like, everything was just, I'm like, I'm taking.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing is an outdoor shower. Like, I see any friend of mine that's building a house, because a lot of friends that are like becoming adults.
Yep.
And or like remodeling a house. I'm like, tell me you're putting in an outdoor shower. And my one buddy did it in Massachusetts. What's up, Franny? And then my boy is designing his house out in Colorado. What's up, Zapper? He's putting one in. And then my boy Jordan just built a house in Culver City, and he didn't put one in. That's why he's not getting a shout out.
You just said.
I didn't shout him out.
Can Zipper? What's his name? Zipper in Colorado.
Zapper. The Zap. Man.
I'm gonna be going through Colorado, so I'm gonna have to use the outdoor shower.
Yeah.
Just let him know I'm coming.
He's got
through.
A stable here too up there.
He's got horses.
Shut the fuck up.
He just
up.
Went and cleared horses from those fires up in Durango.
He did?
Yeah, he went up and like helped out and like cleared horses.
Better get your fire. Titties ready.
Oh, we know you're here.
What?
And shit.
Did you get?
I went to the Dominican, but we didn't stay in. We stayed in like on little huts on the beach.
Oh, that sounds nice.
For like 3 days with your boy and my boy TJ Lynch.
Oh,
we have a bromance?
We have a mutual friend. No, like two couples. Okay. My wife and me, and then he and his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And then he went back to New York, and then Kate and I rented a house like up in another part of the Dominican, and we stayed there for 3 days.
How was that being up in the other part? A little sketch?
What, the house?
Yeah.
Well, everything was sketch. I mean, the little places down on the beach,
they're sketch.
There was only four huts that this guy, he was like from the Netherlands, had bought this property. And there was a guy, a 24-hour security guard, and we had one at the other place too. And he just would walk around in jean shorts and no shirt and like a sawed-off shotgun. We were like, hey, man. And there were nights, we were the only people staying there. And for some reason, there were all these little kind of things down the beach, but none of them were rented. We were the only ones on this stretch. And we go for walks during the day. And each little place would have their own bar, you know? So we'd walk up to this bar, and all of a sudden, it says, like, ring a bell. We'd ring a bell, and this guy would come out of one of the huts and come home like, oh, hey. And the next thing you know, we're drinking Presidentes. We're like, all right. And so we're sitting there one night. The guy who owned the place would cook us this huge dinner, like paella and, like, all this seafood and all this stuff, right? Paella. So we eat, and then he'd be like, all right, I'm leaving. And then he'd be like, just whatever you drink from the bar, you just mark it on the paper, and then I'll just, you know. So that's what we did. We would get, and my buddy was a bartender, and so was I. So we'd be making drinks all night. And one night we're just drinking after our dinner, and that security guard comes walking out of the ocean.
Ocean?
With a starfish. He was in the ocean. Got like a starfish. Like, hey, guys. We're like, hey, man. Like,
what, was he going to eat it?
I don't know. But he was just like, that's our security. And then at the house we rented, there was like, it was like this woman had bought this little tiny house, and she was going to build a house, like a big house. And it was just like a one-bedroom little house and a pool, a infinity pool overlooking the ocean. It was insane.
That sounds really nice.
My wife would walk around with her tits out there.
Yeah,
I was like, what's up, girl?
Yeah, let them titties flow.
And this guy would sit in a chair over by the garage, and he would just sit there all night, and that was our security.
Like, he'd watch everybody's tits out and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody. It was just me and Kate. So I was watching
you
her.
You didn't think, like, you were like, why are we the only two honkies on this
there
beach?
Was
in these
no,
Dutch huts.
Oh, that little hut.
Dutch
no,
huts.
We just were
Dutch
like, oh,
huts.
It's just, it wasn't.
It's like a porno category.
Dutch huts. Got nine Dutch huts vacant if y'all know some French you want to send out.
Come on
I
down to Dominican
like,
and get your Dutch hut
get
filled.
Your Dutch
hut.
It was off season or something.
That but seems creepy.
Next to that little house we rented, there was this giant compound that like you could have like 18 people at, and it was empty. Like you'd rent it for things, and
right.
We saw like the woman who like oversaw it, we're like, oh hey, I'm like, can we like look around? I'm like, it looks amazing. She's like, yeah, come on in. And she had this dog, right? And this dog was fucking huge. And I was like, oh,
was it like a Dominican dog or like one of like what did it look like?
It looked, I don't know what it was. I honestly, it looked like a fucking wolf, like from
it could have been
Game of Thrones. And I said to like
white
we're walking
wolf.
Around, and I was a little nervous around this dog. And I said to the woman, I'm like, oh, this cool dog, huh? And she's like, oh yeah, he's very nice. But my friends come one time, and he'd look at the dog and pet the dog, and the dog's nice, and then the dog jumped up and bit his neck.
I knew you were gonna say it. Is that
dude,
true?
Yes. And we're like, oh yeah, and like you now you're just next to this fucking psycho dog that's
it's
like taking someone out.
Like,
also, I love that she was
like,
Greek.
I want to say German.
Is that a Greek accent?
I love that she was like Greek and Italian. She should do 23andMe.
She
figure
really
out where she came from.
She was an expat.
Oh my God.
Well, you have a story right here about befriending a pet while traveling. What is this?
This motherfucker. Okay. Listen, I was in Barbados. This was a couple years ago. I was in Barbados for my
sister.
Where is
Barbados? Central America?
No.
It's like an island,
it's
Caribbean.
Right?
Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's where Rihanna's from. Bajan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's Bajan.
Oh.
And it was for my sister's wedding. And we're chilling out on the beach. My sister Chris, who wasn't the one getting married, my sister Emily, who was the one getting married, her soon-to-be husband, my dad, and my mom. And this tall, black, beautiful Bajan man, beep, 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 M, walks by. And he's got a monkey, like a little capuchin monkey. Second thing girls love are little fucking monkeys. And I was like, who the fuck
is that? Like
that?
I know about like a. Is that the monkey with the really long tail? The one I keep seeing on videos
teeny.
Right now where it just. Have you seen it?
It's like the one
guy gives it the finger and it jumps off the post and it fucking kangaroo kicks him in the chest and the guy falls down. He's like, Jesus Christ.
No, I think those are like different. Those ones are a little more aggressive.
It was
like
big. It
the
was
one
bigger,
that Justin
though.
Bieber left in a bag at the airport.
Gotcha.
You know, like one of, it's like a teeny monkey.
I say it before. We used to have a friend of mine lived in this apartment. It was just... It was a cheaper place, but it was just a row.
Yeah.
You ever see those buildings? Like on
yeah,
the East
like
Coast,
row
it's just a
houses.
Row
yeah,
of apartments.
The
they all look the same.
Same
it's
shit.
A big parking lot in front of it. And as you're walking up, like three doors down is this guy that's got like a spider monkey or whatever, and it's up in the window, and he taught it how to give the fingers anytime you'd walk up. Up in the window and just shoot you the bird.
Can you imagine if your edible
monkey.
Kicked in and you got flipped off by a monkey?
Well,
and you
the first
didn't know.
Time you don't believe you're like, you're what like, the fuck? And then you're like, he's definitely giving
fuck.
Us the finger.
There's a monkey up there. Yeah, and I just was chilling, and my sister and I were there, and I seen his little monkey, and I was like, oh my God, that little monkey is so cute. And he ran up to me. I have a connection with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clearly. Were your titties out or were they in?
My titties were in.
That's fair enough.
My titties were in. He looked me in the eyes. He just ran up and just was like on my lap and like up fucking with my hair and like was grabbing my hands and wanted to play and I was holding his hands and he was doing somersaults and I was like, oh my
man.
God, this is where I die alone. Like, I'm going to die alone with a monkey. I'm going to be the lady who gets a monkey. I know what's going to happen. And Micah was the guy's name and he comes over. He was the only dude on the beach who wasn't selling shit. Everyone's trying to sell shit to the Americans because that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
You know, they sell bracelets. They sell jet ski rides, anything. And I was like, why isn't this motherfucker selling anything? Like, it's kind of strange. He didn't have nothing to sell. Okay, whatever. He's just walking around with his monkey on a beach where all these white people are. You know, I was like, red flag number one. But whatever. He's got a monkey. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I can to play with this monkey. Not suck a dick. I'm not that type of girl. But I will pretend to be deaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's from where my line is.
Gotcha. All right. Okay.
And so we're just chilling with the monkey and talking to Micah and hanging out. And then, like, you know, we had to go do something. And I was like, yo, but I want to see Charlie. Like, yo, when am I going to see Charlie again? He's like, well, I can come by and pick you girls up tomorrow and we can, like, hang out. And I was just like... This is the beginning of a Dateline NBC episode.
100%.
Yep.
Like, this is like Natalie Holloway 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking it to Barbados. We're outside of Aruba. We're going to Barbados. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Don't think through. Not thinking through.
Going to blow off
the wedding.
Not
wanting to live. Yeah. And Tote's going to be late. Have to go play with Micah's monkey. What? Yeah, no, legit his monkey. So he picks my sister, Chris, and I up. And Charlie's in the front seat. I'm
he
like,
is.
That's my, yeah, Charlie was fucking waiting for me. I sit down. I have photos of this whole thing and videos of this whole thing. Like, he's up on my lap. And Micah's like, I've never seen him take to somebody like this. And I was like, I've got, you know, I got energies. I got vibes. Like, I speak animal, you know? And so, like, the monkey's just all over me. We're chilling. We're having a good time. We go. And my sister and I decide, like, we're going to play, do some jet skiing and shit. And Charlie was, like, upset because I was about to leave him. I was like, don't worry. I'm going to come back for you, boo. Like, you've got me. Go and jet ski and like Charlie's like waving at me and I come back and he's like all excited like this monkey like loved me so much and I was like this is kind of crazy, you know, like I never vibed with somebody so fast. And and Micah's just like really chill man, very attractive man, very chill, doesn't really say much. And then he was like, we get back and then we're driving back to the hotel. He's like, yo, when can I see you again? And I was like,
when can I see you again? When does my heart beat again?
Well, okay. Oh, I thought we were gonna keep going. That was fun. And it was my sister's wedding. I was like, I can't bring you to my sister's wedding, but like I can bring Charlie though.
Yep, Charlie's my plus one.
I bring Charlie as a plus one. He's like, well, you know, he doesn't go anywhere without me. And I was like, okay, deal breaker. And so I do my sister's wedding, and then I told Mike I meet him later. I was like, come afterwards. You come to the reception.
Oh my God.
Just for the monkey.
Good Lord. Is this your birth sister or is this?
My birth sister.
Oh, okay.
And Chris is my half sister.
Yeah.
And so we're like, the reception is literally just me, my sisters, my dad, my mom, and my sister's husband. It's like
yeah,
six
destination
of us.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. You realize who your friends and family are. It's just four people. And so,
for you, it's not even them. It's the goddamn monkey.
You guys ain't going to cut it, okay?
Yeah.
Curious George over here.
Oh, shit.
And so Micah arrives without the monkey.
Oh.
And I should add that, well, that was kind of after. So he shows up without the monkey, right?
Probably not his first time with this dance either.
You know, and I'm just sure. Like, why would this motherfucker show? He knows where the love connection is.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously knows who I'm after. And he shows up and he's got like a fancy shirt on. You know, before he had like his beach shirt that yeah. showed like his nipples, which I'm always uncomfortable with male nipples. I don't know why, because they seem so useless.
Yeah,
it's kind
useless.
Of like a violation. Just feels like, I feel like I'm being the violating one with your flat nipples that don't belong on a proper breast. So he had covered up nipples and like a fancy shirt that looked like he had had it steamed or some shit. And I was like, oh, Micah's trying to get up in the vagina monologues. He doesn't know that only the monkey has a ticket. And so
the monkey does.
And whatever, like, I just hang out with him for, like...
You did?
No, we just sat at the bar. Like, my family was there. And I was like, you want to have a drink? Like, let's have a drink, you know? And so we have some bullshit beer, chat a little bit. He's like, I'm going to do your accent. I really like to, you know, like, hang out with you again. And, you know, when can we be friends?
You're like, next Thursday.
Yep. I'm like, what are you doing at 8 a.m.? I was leaving the next day. And I was like, yeah, we could be friends, you know, we could be friends. And so I gave him my WhatsApp information, you know, just like mm-hmm. very basic shit. And the next day was our last day. We hung out on the beach and legitimately like sun was setting and Micah came by with Charlie again. Charlie ran up to me like he knew I was leaving. Yeah. He just ran up to me. We held each other.
Gave you a keepsake addictive.
You just bit nibbled on my toes a little bit, you know, like brought rocks to me. Just like
did he?
Yeah.
Gifts.
Just like, you know, parting gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like really special gifts. And I said goodbye to Charlie. And I said goodbye to Micah. And then about like a week later, Micah hits me up on WhatsApp.
He's like, I'm a California girl. Charlie's got an audition for the Rally Monkey. We'll be down in Anaheim.
Try to get that title back, girl.
I'm crying. And he hits me up on WhatsApp. And he's like, did you make it back okay? I was like, yeah, I made it back okay, you know. And the next message he sent me, I have a screen grab, was a link to Gucci sunglasses. Like an Amazon link. He goes, yo, you think you could buy these for me? I'm a little low on cash right now.
What? You're like, dude, he was like, Charlie's one thing.
And then he said, Charlie really misses you. And I was like, this motherfucker just plays women on the beach, uses his monkey to get Gucci glasses. These glasses were like $800.
No.
Like, what kind of money does this fool think I got?
Seriously.
I mean, I'm only here for the monkey. I felt so taken advantage of. And I was like, what?
He probably saw a white girl, probably rich family in his mind because yeah. you're on a destination
oh
wedding. And that shit's not cheap. You know, meets people like you all the time with the monkey.
What if he's like, my cousin had sent me this picture of girl on beach on horse. And I just assumed you have so much money.
That's, he probably saw my tits out in the Dominican. Was like, this girl's
DR,
down.
Girl.
She's DTB, down to buy shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not that girl, but tell Charlie I miss him. And that's the last time I ever talked to Micah or Charlie.
Yeah, that
but
sucks.
I think of Charlie often. He was a very special little
monkey.
He's
probably got an Instagram account or something you might you be know, able to dig up. But you don't need to bring that back around.
No. And now I know why he wasn't selling nothing on the beach. He was selling Charlie to get some glass.
A lot of work to train that monkey.
It works.
That's not cheap to
that's
have a monkey.
Cheap.
A lot of food. Probably did he have diapers? Or just
he had diapers. Yeah, because he was a baby.
All I mean, I'm not alone with the diaper budget.
But do you know what the...
He wore a diaper.
I don't know why they ever put
he had a diaper on.
I don't know why they do. You got to clean his ass. Let just shit
little
in the
diaper. He only had a diaper on like once or twice because you just let him like.
Well, you don't put a diaper on a dog.
Trained. Like yeah. he had the monkey trained to go towards people.
Charlie, go over there and dig a shit. But come on, we're having lunch, man.
I think it goes deeper than you think. I think Charlie's in on the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
he gives the affection. I think when he got home from that reception, Charlie was sitting on the couch like watching TV, like how'd it go, and like. Just, like like, what'd you
bring
get?
Us any
Charlie's
money?
Charlie's probably got his own little Gucci glasses on. Like, did you get yours yet,
man? Micah's the prostitute. Charlie's the pimp.
Yeah, man.
You're right. It wasn't even Micah who sent me the message. It was Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie's
that's why those
WhatsApp.
Sunglasses were so teeny. I was wondering why they were children's sizes.
It. Shit.
Yeah. It was. So a lot of my stories have to do with animals.
That's okay.
But that was, it was magical. It was a fun, it was a fun trip with my family.
Well, listen, you have to get going, but
I have to go do another podcast.
But do you have time for maybe one more story?
Sure. Yeah.
We want to share. You want to share this Will Smith story?
Oh my god, that was so embarrassing. I went to the MTV VMAs. This is like after Girl Code had just popped and blew up, and they invited us, and we got there, and I did the whole red carpet thing. That was a lot of fun. Like, Richard Simmons was there. That was your Miley Cyrus. Like,
man, everybody turned out, huh?
Everybody.
Richard Simmons.
I love Richard Simmons.
Like, I have nothing against Richard Simmons.
Oh my god, I love, he's so
great energy.
Oh god, his energy is so unique. Yeah. And so him, he doesn't adhere to any sort of like trend. He's insane. And then
he is the trend.
He is the trend. Sweat into the gate to the oldies.
Yeah.
I mean, he created a
titties
whole
in the 50s. That was his first one. Titties in the 50s. And then it was sweat into the oldies.
You guys are great with the callbacks. Total fucking pros. It was the year Miley Cyrus was like dry humping the foam finger. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And like, I love how totally, like, he's totally aloof to the pop culture. It's my favorite thing about him right now. And it was the year that, like, what's his name, wore that Beetlejuice suit, Thicke. Robin Thicke, and they did the performance together.
I wouldn't have remembered that if you hadn't said it, but yes.
But so that was the year. And
I'm more of an Alan Thicke guy myself.
And I'm sitting down, and they kind of separate the VMAs. I didn't know this because it was my first time. They separate it by talent and production side. So it's like all the directors, producers, and writers are on one side of the Barclays, and like all the talent is sort of like in their own little section. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there. Literally, Lil' Kim was right in front of me. Macklemore was to her side.
Charlie's third row up.
Charlie's got first row.
Bouncing around.
Live from Anaheim.
Mike is working security. Lady Gaga was right near us. Will Smith, his whole family was right to our right. So we were just around everybody, and I was like freaking out. Like, it just was so surreal. And I'm such a huge Will Smith fan. And Lil' Kim being right in front of me, I'm just like, where am I? Because 90s hip hop, like, I grew up on that shit. And she's got like all this fucking hair and like her big ass. Like, it's the seats where the back are cut out. So her ass is popping out of the seat in front of me. My knees were hitting Lil' Kim's ass.
For real?
And like her track, like her weave was all over me. And like she smelled like a stripper. And she turned around. She's like, I love you, on girl called. I'm like, I don't know what you just said. I was like,
she
just
knows you from that.
Coke? Yeah.
She did.
I was just like, what? It was so crazy. And then, I didn't want to leave without talking to someone, you know, and Will Smith was down there, and he was going up and coming down the aisle. Like, he had gone up and gotten up and sat down like a couple times. I'm like, next time I see him get up, I'm going out to the aisle and I'm going to find a way to say something to him. So he gets up and I go to stand in the aisle, and that dude who used to work, you know, there was TRL with Carson Daly. Who was the really reputable music dude? Dave. Do you remember that guy? The bald guy?
Oh, the bald guy. I was thinking Kurt Loder.
Not Kurt Loder, but he was in that era of MTV where he had, like, he was like the music dude. Like, Dave something. I forget what his name was, but he was there. And I was just like, oh, you know, I'm a big fan of you. Like, Kennedy. Remember the chick Kennedy?
I remember Kennedy.
They're all sitting together. And so, you know, I'm sort of talking to him. And then Will Smith runs by me. And I was like,
get my horse. Will, I'm coming for you, baby.
Saddle my horse, goddamn it.
Get my horse, bitch. Hold my shirt.
Jada, hold my shirt, girl.
You know, like, in your mind, I don't know about you guys, but I always think of shit to say on the outside of the scenario.
Always. On the way to scenarios, I play
right?
it out.
You literally think of all the arguments you've had alone.
Oh,
that you
God.
Have non-stop. With other people.
Hours.
Right?
Yes.
Shut hours. Up. Are you placating?
I'm 100%.
Okay. I do it all the
comedians
time,
in general. I was driving down Melrose one day, and I saw Ryan Stout. Do you know Ryan Stout? And he was in an argument. He was in an argument. And I go, hey, man, who are you talking to? And he goes, that motherfucker I wrote this letter to. He wrote a letter to somebody and was having the conversation on the way to the mailbox of what that, like,
how
probably,
they were
going to
respond.
Yeah.
He was going to say to that.
The phone call after that letter got there.
Preemptively planning the retaliation. Yeah.
Totally.
That's what we all do.
Always.
And we also do it in times where you're thinking positively, like if I win an Oscar or, you know, if
God,
I
I've had
get,
that speech so many
so
times.
So many times, and you fake cry. Like, you do the whole thing.
Had it in the garage today. Yeah.
So once I just said this today, and it's the truth. If I ever win any kind of a major award, I'm absolutely 100% thanking my babysitters.
Oh, that's funny.
100%
That's so
them,
funny.
Because I wouldn't be here tonight. I
that's
got one on the motherfucking
idea.
Clock right now. Give me this goddamn award. Let's wrap
that's
it up.
That's so funny.
My Uber's going to be here in 3 minutes.
That's yeah. great. Now you just put it out
she
in the universe.
She makes 20 an hour, guys. That's what I'm saying. She's 20 an hour.
Let's
she's
hurry
on the clock.
Up. She's probably fucking on my bed right now. Can we wrap this shit up real quick?
No, I love all my babysitters. I've got a squad.
Yeah, and he was coming down the stairs, and I was like, oh, man, I know what I'm going to say to him because I've thought about stuff like that. And then he just goes, and I kind of panic, and I was like, Wilson!
Shot.
At the top of my lungs.
And how far away is he? 10 feet?
4 steps. Not far enough to honor or merit that sort of volume.
Yeah.
I just, it hurt my lungs. Like, it hurt my neck. Dave, like, made a face. Little Kim looked at me. And Will Smith turned around, looked me in the eyes. I was like, oh my God, I'm a person. He sees me. And, like, he comes up to me. He's like, yeah, what's up?
Did he really?
Yeah, because everybody in that section are there because yeah. they're vet. You got
and
the
he's
stamp.
Dope, right?
He's dope.
I mean, he's dope.
Will, yeah. You know, coming yeah. from where he's humble.
He yeah. crushed on 3 platforms. Not many people have ever done
no.
that. TV, music, and film.
Donald Glover's like the only one who's really sort of smashed it.
Totally.
In that
but that's saw... since. And Walt and LL Cool J.
And
true.
Lady Gaga now. So
she has a TV show?
I mean, sure. I don't
saying
know.
Saying 3 platforms.
I once saw
She's like,
Jada.
Got a movie.
She said... He went from Fresh Prince to Ali. That's range. And I was like,
"That's true."
Who said that? About that? His wife, Jada.
That's true.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
I mean, his rap is questionable, but you know,
going to Miami.
Summertime's not
Watch
questionable.
Your fucking mouth, girl.
Summertime.
Wild West.
Miami. Come on, man.
Summertime's a great fucking song.
Summertime's
it's
a great
pop,
song.
It's poppy hip hop.
Yeah,
you know.
But he's likable, and he comes yeah. up to me. He's like, "Hey, what's up?" And my brain is going through the Rolodex of shit that I have planned my whole life for moments like this. And I failed with the Gene Wilder thing. And I'll tell you about that before I get out of here, as well as how I wrapped up that moment with him.
Oh, man.
Going through the Rolodex. And the thing I came up with to say something to him to retain his attention was, I am legend.
That's all you said.
I
like
called
that.
Out maybe the worst movie he's done. I mean, I would take Wild Wild West over I Am Legend. Yeah. And he literally, it couldn't have been a worse moment in my life where he just literally scrunched his face and cocked his head to the side and tucked his chin in and was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then backed away while still looking at me. Like, normal people would just go, okay, whatever. I moved him in such a disgust.
You did. Pushed him away from you.
Literally, he had to like think of how to escape me.
Well, listen, you're going to get a second chance. At away.
Will
In here.
Bring Jaden. Let's have a chat.
Oh, God. And
so wait, what's the Wilder recap on this?
Well, the Wilder recap.
How did you fuck that up? It was the perfect ending.
Oh,
he said,
gonna,
see, that was worth it.
This.
And then you nod and you walk away.
Because I'm a comedian and it's just, I got to go for the extra.
Yeah,
I got to go the extra.
It.
You got to get the extra tag.
If I had $5 for every time I put my foot in my mouth.
You just, we say too much. We always go too much. And so... He was selling books, and I wanted to get a copy anyways.
Oh, so this is after the...
After I said something very nice. Like, a great, just perfect ending.
Oh, like, if you walked up, he would have been like, wow, what a great year.
Right. And so there's a girl in all the books, and then there's, like, tables, and you begin with her, and then everybody goes down the table, and Gene Wilder's at the end. So you kind of have to, like, have this little recession line. So I go up. And is recession the right word?
No.
Procession?
A recession line is
procession?
Like where you're getting bread or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, where you're getting bread, yeah. Procession? It's a procession, like a wedding?
Y'all have any
what is
yeah.
it called?
Left.
I don't know.
Fuck reception it. Whatever that,
line?
Whatever that.
Reception?
Reception line?
I guess.
I'll take that.
Recession,
at a
reception.
Wedding reception.
People were recessed. I go up and she gives me, I was like, I'll take 2 books. And she hands 3 and I didn't say anything. And charges me for 2. And I was like, bonus. And so.
Now she's stealing from Gene Wilder.
No, come on. I mean. I was like, I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to give it to somebody. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give it.
I'm going to pay it forward. I'm just going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll pay it forward. I'm just not going to pay
exactly.
for it.
And I also was like.
And it's not paying it forward when it's given to you free.
That's right. It ain't paying.
It's still
no. it.
That somehow someone's paying me forward. Maybe, you know what? Maybe a dude who saw my titties on the beach was there
and he was like,
bought it, snuck it in that pile, and was
you
like,
"You should have sent it to fucking Charlie. You really wanted to pay it forward."
And so I'm there with these three books.
He's like, "This is a page turn."
I'm walking up. I'm like, "Oh shit! I'm actually be like face to face with Gene Wilder." And so he's sitting down. I'm standing up, and I step over, and I'm in front of him. And he looks up at me with those big ass blue eyes and that crazy ass Jufro of his. It was so romantic. I loved his fucking hair. And he goes, "Hello," with that like buttery voice. And I went, "Will Smith!" No, I'm just kidding. I was just.
Oh my God.
I was like, "Hi." And he was like, "Okay." And signs the book. I had two more books. I hand him the next book. And he looks up at me again because he's funny and comedic. He goes, "Hello." And I went, "Hi."
And oh my
god. Did that again. And that was it.
That's how you wrapped it up? You could have said it.
Did he sign the third book?
He did. He signed all three.
Did he say hi again?
And he said hi the third time.
And you couldn't and muster I said, hi, anything
back.
Else?
I was oh like, hi. God. I literally, Jessie, my face hurts so much right now. I'm so embarrassed.
She left. She's like, "I gotta get an improv class. This is something."
You know I said what? Hi three times.
Let me make you feel worse. He probably would have remembered that thing you said in that room and told other people about it. But now
he probably is like, "This one time, this fucking crazy man, chick came crazy up with three
people." Because he doesn't even know it was me.
That's what he remembers.
He probably
about
doesn't
you.
Even know it was me. Yeah. He probably thought it was two different people. Oh, but it's all on videotape. That my speech pathologist videotaped the whole thing.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's
sweet. Yeah. Everything I've said can be recorded and documented and proven by photos and video, so if anybody wants to hit me up for cross-reference, let me know.
Well, since you have to get out of here, you can go ahead
go
and tell
van.
Them. You can go ahead and tell them where they can find you again, and we certainly have more to talk to you about, so you're welcome back anytime.
You guys are pros. You're probably the best podcast I've been on.
It's, wow. Which is odd why you'd leave here to go to do another one, but I get it.
I know.
Why don't you wrap it up?
You guys are like very funny. You should try comedy. I'm at Queefy May on Twitter and at Jessie May everywhere else. Sharp Tongue Podcast, Hilarious Podcast, and JessieMay.com for all things topless.
Hilarious coming to ATC?
Hilarious. Sharp Tongue's going to ATC. Okay. Hilarious, I think, is going to High Times.
All right.
Yeah. You guys are great. This has been delightful.
Thanks for coming. This was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
This
a lot
was
of fun.
Thanks for having me.
As always, JLarsonComedy.com, JLarsonComedy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Ryan Sickler. RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.